It is time to take a local look at sports here from Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. I'm Phil Nee. The Richland Center boys soccer team will have its home opener tonight. Joining us on the line is Coach Tom Stadler. Coach, I know the team tied Wisconsin Dells. You were impressed by quite a few things you saw in Tuesday night's match, weren't you?
That's the case, Phil. We had a fantastic debut. We were able to go down to Wisconsin Dells and play on their turf field, and we got first two goals. We ended up tying 2-2. Very exciting game, and I saw a lot of promising things.
Playing the opener tonight in the conference from Prairie du Chien, I know you'd like to see a lot of fans out there, Tom.
That's correct. We have a 5 p.m. varsity game followed by a JV game at the stadium this evening.
What do you know about Prairie du Chien and this year's conference?
Well, this conference is always a different team every year from each town. Prairie, I expect that they will continue to improve, and I understand they have a JV this year, so their numbers.
Looking at the team, you've got some leaders back this year, don't you, Tom?
Yes, we do. We have Giovanni Cerna back at forward, and he's paired up there with Connor Stoltz up front. Connor's supplying an incredible amount of speed for us this year.
So the team, there's been pretty high expectations, I would guess, this year, aren't there?
Always. Always high expectations for the RCH Hornets. It's the year of the Hornet, after all.
How did the team do against the alumni legends?
Oh, the alumni game was another wonderful game. This is the 25th year that game was played, and we fell to the alumni 6-2. And so, 25 years of all-stars against our varsity, it's always a tough matchup for us, but it's one of the best games of the year.
So does the poor old coach play, or do you just coach the current Hornets?
It changes year to year. This year, I just coached the Hornets, and we had a good time doing that.
Good luck as you get ready for Prairie tonight, Coach.
Thank you so much, Phil, and thank you for all the coverage.
Richland Center boys soccer coach Tom Stadler. Kickoff time for the varsity event tonight at 5 o'clock at Avitus Rip Field. Also, there's high school volleyball. Prairie du Chien visiting Richland Center. The Hornets getting set for the action this year after the initial tournament at Onalaska. I asked Coach Jamie Johnson this week about how the team played.
We don't have a lot of overall height or experience, so we got to put pressure on that and put people out of the system, but I thought we competed. The second day we had to play Onalaska, who just got done beating Aquinas on Tuesday, and they were undefeated and went into the finals. I have not yet heard who won that match, so we played them on that second day, and then we got to play Mineral Point, who I believe was in the state finals last year, made it to the state championship up in Green Bay, and then played La Crosse Central at the end of the day. And so very pleased, again, with what we were able to accomplish, the competition we saw. I think it's just going to help us prepare for conference.
Speaking of the Hornets conference, it appears it is wide open. I talked to Coach Johnson about the Southwest Volleyball League.
You know, a few years ago, it was definitely wide open. This, where we had four or five teams, it was crazy, crazy good. I think this year, I think your front runners are going to be Valley and Platteville. From what I saw this summer, Lancaster, though, they did a nice job with their new coach last year. And, I saw her working with them this summer. Dodgeville's kind of an unknown. The new coach, lost a lot of players there. The league lost a lot of players, so I think it is kind of wide open. Valley went with the youth movement last year, and so now they're coming back with that experience. We're definitely young. On the court at one point, you'll see three sophomores and a freshman, which is not typically the case for a Richland Center volleyball, but that's where we're at this year, and that's what's also exciting about it is I believe the improvement that people will see throughout the year, the growth or the ceiling is really high with this group. We've got some good players back who are leading the way. Danica Paul's obviously a senior with a lot of experience. Rainey got some valuable conference play action filling in last year with some injuries. Elaviv is back in the middle. Taylor Wirtz is doing a nice job out on that right side. And Taylor and Elaviv are putting up some good blocks right now, so hopefully we can continue that on on that, but I think it's going to be, I think we should be in the mix. Maybe it's just optimism, but I believe what I've seen, I think we can compete and give ourselves a chance.
We'll have that volleyball match tonight on WRCO, Prairie du Chien at Richland Center. First serve time will be a little after 7 o'clock. Some other volleyball matches in the area. River Valley will be at home as they open up league play, and their first opponent is Platteville tonight. Ithaca will be home against Kickapoo in the Ridge and Valley. Lafarge will be the opponent of Weston. Weston travels to Lafarge. In the SWAL, Riverdale is home against Iowa Grant to open conference play. And for River Valley, Richland Center, and several area cross-country teams, they'll be at Viroqua's meet today. That's a big one with Brookwood, Cashton, Central, DeSoto, Hillsboro, Logan, Nacita, junior and senior teams, New Lisbon, along with Royal, Sparta, Toma, Viroqua, Weston, Ithaca, and again River Valley tonight at the Vernon County Fairgrounds. There's 8-player football this evening. Kickapoo Lafarge plays at Monticello. Coming up, it's weekend number 3 of high school football and 11-player football. Richland Center travels tomorrow to take on the Lancaster Flying Arrows. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell talking about his team as they get ready to play in the game against Lancaster. And he talked about last week's loss to Potosi Cassville.
I think anytime you have 4 turnovers against a team of that caliber, you know, you're going to really dig yourself into a hole and it's going to be hard to get out of it. So, we coach our kids, right? We preach that, you know, the game's not over until the fourth quarter is in its final ticks. And so our boys fought, you know, I mean, going into halftime down 19-7, you know, and then coming out right away, forcing a turnover. And then, unfortunately, we just weren't able to capitalize right there. That would have been a huge momentum swing for us. And then it was just a couple letdowns and big plays, you know, both sides, their side, our side. But, I mean, to our credit, though, I mean, we had a chance at the very end for an onside kick to recover and maybe get the go-ahead score, but it just didn't work out.
River Valley prepares for its next game, a conference matchup at Broadhead Judah. Last week, running back Caden Plumley had a big night.
Especially this week, we had a big focus on getting him the ball. You know, he definitely capitalized on all of his opportunities, but I think he'll be the first one to say it, and as a team we'll say it, you know, his success wasn't coming or doesn't happen without all of the work from up front from our offensive linemen. I really did challenge our receivers this week to be blockers as well. I think all those guys that played receiver for us did a really nice job of that. Again, you know, Caden took advantage of the opportunities he had, but did a very nice job with that. And again, it was a good whole team effort for him to get in the end zone.
Right. I don't know if you give out a game ball after each game, but your line probably deserved it, didn't it?
Yeah. They were the kind of the heartbeat of that success there and a lot of our offense there. You know, that's a group that I'm really excited for. We got a lot of depth and a lot of guys that are itching to get on the field. I have a really good coach that helps them out too, and Coach Montag. I'm really proud of that group and really really excited for them to grow as we keep continuing here through the season.
River Valley football coach Tyler McLean, his team preparing for the conference opener on Friday night as well. Coming up this Saturday, the annual Sandy Reitz Golf Tournament, Sandy Reitz Memorial Tournament. It looks like the first couple of shifts at 9 and noon are pretty much full. The third shift at 3 Saturday could use some golfers, so there are some openings and some added attractions. Wallace Cooper and Elliott sponsors hole 3. If there's a hole in one, you could be the winner of a $5,000 prize. The Philback family of dealerships will also sponsor the hole-in-one on number 7 at Quail Run, and that's $10,000 toward a vehicle purchase or lease. And Capital Wealth Advisory, again, will be sponsoring a putting contest, and the winner wins a $200 gift certificate good at the Richland Locker. There will be silent auctions through the day, a 50-50 drawing, and also $50 the cost of golf. That includes a delicious meal. If you'd like to sign up for the Sandy Reitz Memorial Golf Tournament, you can call Quail Run or get a hold of Rod Reitz at 608-604-1464. Merchants League Bowling last night. The series high belonged to Kelly's Coffee, 28-63. Bubbling Springs Photography, a 28-55. Premier Co-op had a 28-42. Game Honors, Premier Co-op, 988 and 982. Kelly's Coffee and Bubbling Springs Photography, a 979. Top Series, Greg Shep, 675. Jeff Seckman, 671. Jason Gerner, a 654. Top Game, Jason Gerner, a 259. Jeff Seckman and Greg Ballwig both with 248s, and Ken Nix Jr. at 244 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Brewers, with a win last night, Jose Quintana pitched into the seventh inning, and Isaac Collins hit a three-run homer as the Brewers beat the Phillies. Quintana allowed three runs and seven hits in six and a third innings, striking out six and walking three. Jared Koenig tossed a scoreless ninth for his first save. Freddy Peralta takes the mound for the Crew against the Phillies left-hander Ranger Suarez in the series finale coming up on Thursday afternoon. As far as the Brewers are concerned, they put it all together with a pretty good effort for manager Pat Murphy.
Full catastrophe is what we call it. You know what I mean? The Major League season will give you the full catastrophe, and we've had about everything you can. But that's what's beautiful about the people in the room. Those guys play hard, and it isn't even about their particular results. That you just go up there and they play hard.
The Brewers gained a game on the Cubs. Chicago lost to Atlanta 5-1. San Francisco 10-8 over Colorado. Pittsburgh 3, the Dodgers nothing. Washington 10-5 over Miami. The American League saw Cleveland beat Boston 8-1. Tampa Bay 9-4 over Seattle. The Angels 4, Kansas City 3. White Sox 4, Minnesota 3. Houston 8-7 over the Yankees. And an interleague play, Detroit 6-2 over the Mets. Arizona 2, Texas nothing. Baltimore 7, San Diego 5. Toronto 13-9 over Cincinnati, and St. Louis beat the Athletics 5-1. Coming up tonight, the start of the NFL season, the new season. Dallas plays at Philadelphia, a 7:20 kickoff time. I'm Phil Nee with sports.